All right. The three-month-old NFL lockout. The team and players have been in negotiations. Friday, they were in court arguing that the shutdown is not legal. Nanda DeFino, sports writer for The Wall Street Journal. Are we coming to the end of the lockout? Okay, there's a week left of basketball and hockey. And after that, our director, Jay, calls it the great black hole of the sporting world. I mean, there's a lot riding on ending this shutdown.
Oh, yeah. This is a... I don't know how to state it more, you know, eloquently, but we need to get football back soon, I think, or people might go crazy.
You mean you, Nando. You might
go
crazy.
Well, I mean me. I'd be happy. You know, I like the little obscure stories about sports no one's ever heard of, so that'll be fun to write about.
Well, you
I've got a head start on everyone else. But, yeah, the rest of the world needs their football to obsess over these next couple months. Football drafts are in a few months, you know, stuff like that.
You might get your chance, though. Give us a sense of how long we have. I mean, at some point, somebody's going to start losing a lot of money, right? How long do we have before that?
So, Celeste, I wish I had an answer for you. Every day it's something new. It's, oh, you know, we could be close. It could be this week. They're meeting in secret. And then the next day you read something like they hate each other so much, it's going to go on for months. So it's really, anyone's an expert on this right now. Like, just a crazy guy could walk down the street and be like, 2 weeks, and he could be right.
And
it's like that right now.
It's like an epic legal battle also that you got to imagine is headed for a movie at some point. I mean, on the NFL side, you've got Paul Clement, and then on the representing the players, you've got Ted Olson. They're both former U.S. Solicitor Generals. They've both argued before the Supreme Court. I mean, to a certain extent, this is kind of like a clash of the titans legally.
It is. On the other side, the one thing that, I mean, makes things worse than this being caught up in legal wranglings is when you bring politics into it. So it's just going down. Jay's right. This is just like a big black hole of, you know, they just need to sit down. Everyone's view really is they need to sit down at a table and get it done themselves. I mean, this is like a foregone conclusion that the NFL is probably going to win this round of the legal battle. No matter who each side has arguing for them, the three-judge panel is kind of biased in a way towards – you know, going for the corporations, and they ruled with them for the appeals. So just going to stretch things out a little more, I think.
All right, so what are these players doing while they're not practicing? How are they filling their time?
Some of them are actually holding, like, these little team-sanctioned, you know, the quarterbacks are getting guys together. Eli Manning's getting them in Hoboken and stuff like that. Some of them, the guy in the Ravens is boxing. Another one's brother is Bones Jones, who's the hottest MMA fighter right now. He's been training with him. Chad Ochocinco's been doing
MMA.
A lot of publicity stunts, like bull riding,
Wait, who's been bull riding? Ochocinco?
He did it for charity, which is nice. But yeah, he jumped on a bull. He tried to stay on for the 8 seconds. He did not. Yeah, I think it lasted like 1.5. But
that would be the sport, the athlete's version of covering obscure sports, right?
Exactly. This is how they cope.
One last thing for you: former New York Giant, Pittsburgh Steeler wide receiver Plaxico Burress leaves prison today. Do we expect him to have a relatively smooth transition back into football?
I don't know if it's going to be smooth. I mean, wide receivers, there's kind of a steep curve to learn a lot of the plays and schemes that the coaches put in there, but teams would definitely pick him up and take a chance. Michael Vick set the bar incredibly high for these guys. You know, come back and in a year, you're almost the MVP again. But, yeah, he was good before. Apparently he's been staying in shape in prison and everything. So they're talking about maybe the Eagles, the Rams, some teams that are kind of light on wide receiver, as far as we know now, possibly taking a chance on him.
All right, Nando DeFino, Wall Street Journal sports writer. You know, I hope the lockout ends just so you have something to do, Nando. I don't want anyone going crazy.
That's very selfless of you, Celeste. Thank you.
Anytime. Thanks, Nando.
Talk to you later.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.